Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so first up, Trump's been leaning on allies to help out in the Strait of Hormuz. But it sounds like he's not getting a whole lot of love.
Hormuz, right. Isn't that, like, super important for oil shipments or something?
Exactly. It's a choke point. A huge percentage of the world's oil passes through there. So, any instability, any threat of closure, sends prices skyrocketing.
Okay, I get it. So Trump wants allies to help protect it, but they're saying no? Why?
Apparently, there are a few reasons. Some countries don't see eye to eye with the US on Iran policy. Others probably don't want to get dragged into a potential conflict. And some are probably just tired of getting strong-armed.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what's Trump's response to the cold shoulder?
Well, he's now saying the US doesn't need help. Which, you know, could be true. Or it could be a way to save face.
Right, classic Trump. It's either the best thing ever, or everyone else is wrong. Speaking of Iran, I saw another story, something about the head of the Counterterrorism Center resigning?
Yeah, Joe Kent. He stepped down because he doesn't think there's an imminent threat from Iran, which seems to contradict the administration's stance on the war.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal, right? Like, a major disagreement within the government itself.
Huge. It's not every day you see a top intelligence official publicly disagreeing with the president's justification for war. It raises some serious questions about what's really going on.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? And it sounds like he has a really personal connection to this. The article mentions his wife died in an ISIS bombing. I can't imagine being in that position.
Yeah, it adds another layer of complexity. He's seen the consequences of terrorism firsthand, so his perspective carries a lot of weight. Okay, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the Illinois midterm primaries.
Oh yeah, those were yesterday. Any big surprises?
Well, it looks like there were some pretty significant Democratic divides on display. Some interesting races, and it's setting the stage for some potentially contentious general elections in the fall.
Interesting. I'll have to dig into the results later. So, final political story, then? What's this about the Save America Act?
That's Trump's new voting bill. It's got some pretty strict voter ID requirements, among other things. And it's unlikely to pass the Senate.
Okay, so pretty much a non-starter. But why are they even debating it if it's doomed?
Politics, my friend. The GOP is using it to force Democrats to take a stand against voter ID, hoping to paint them as being against election security. It's all about messaging.
Ah, the good old political theater. Okay, last but not least, what's this about Cesar Chavez? The headline says profoundly shocking allegations?
Yeah, this is a tough one. There are some serious allegations of abuse against him, and it's causing a lot of soul-searching within the farm workers' movement.
Wow. That's heavy. I mean, he's such an iconic figure. It's hard to wrap your head around something like that.
It is. It's a reminder that even heroes can have flaws, and that we need to be willing to confront uncomfortable truths about the past.
Definitely. Well, that was a lot to unpack. Thanks for walking me through it all.
Anytime. That's all the news for today. Join us tomorrow for more.